I got some wonderfully good news today, and I had some meetings and whatnot. I mean, a lot of meetings. And because of all those things, I just realized just now at 10:36 p.m., I never recorded an episode. So let's do one, shall we? We shall.
Your Daily Lex.
By the way, it'd be very reasonable for you to wonder what the good news was. I can't tell you yet, but I'll tell you soon when I can. I promise. I won't forget. Anyway, listener and Mastodon follower Mark Robinson, when I asked for topic suggestions like now 2 weeks ago, said things that you pay extra for that are worth it. Great question. One that immediately springs to mind is iCloud storage. I do that via Apple One, and they just raise the price of Apple One. I don't love that, but not thinking about storage on iCloud is good. And there's other perks of Apple One as well, all of which I appreciate, but that one is a good one. You should have more storage. It took me years to convince my parents that they should pay for some iCloud storage, and they finally do. And like, they didn't want to pay for like the $1 a month plan or whatever. It's like, come on, you can handle it. You can afford it, and it makes your life better, in which they now do. I've talked a lot about the Yacht Club on the MSC Cruise Line. That's another one that I think is a classic thing that's worth it. It's not prohibitively expensive, and it's such a better experience than the regular cruising on that cruise line in particular. Magical. Let's see. Things that I don't always pay extra for because I don't think it's worth it is if I'm having an absolute craving for a Diet Cola. I don't keep it in the house because I'm addicted and I'll drink it all. But you know, if we're hosting, I'm totally fine with generic supermarket brand diet soda. It's not as good as Diet Coke. It won't ever be, but if it's much cheaper, I'm happy to do that. It's not, the real stuff isn't better enough to pay the extra fee if it's not on some good sale. That's my take. Other things that you pay extra for that are worth it. Such a good question. Sometimes I will pay for an economy plus upgrade if I'm doing a very long flight, most of which relates to my height. I don't need the like free drink you get or whatever else. I just need, I guess that's economy premium. You get the idea. But I will pay for economy plus if I'm on an airline where I won't get upgraded automatically because I'm 6'2 and I will barely be able to walk afterwards otherwise. And I'll just be in pain the entire flight. Not good. Are there other things that I pay extra for that are worth it? Back on the technology front, I will always pay for the most storage and the most RAM I can afford on the device I'm buying. When it's a desktop device, like if I'm getting a laptop or a computer. If it's an iOS device, I used to do the same thing until my buddy Dan Morin pointed out this as I was on the now demolished upgrade program. Now replaced upgrade program, I guess, that there was a point. Like if I ever outscaled my thing, I could just deal with it when I traded it in for a new one the next year. So I don't do it with iOS devices, but with Macs, which I keep for a much longer time, I want the most storage I can have so that I don't have to think about it. And I have found that very comforting. Sometimes it's like stupidly expensive and I don't love that part, but I would much rather have more storage than not, right? It's always better to have more space than not. I'm on an 8 terabyte hard drive on my Mac Studio. That's a little bit crazy, but makes me happy because I don't have to worry about that stuff. Anyway, that's all I got. That's 3.5+ minutes at 10:40 at night. And I'm talking in my quiet voice because I feel like it's late, so I shouldn't be loud. Anyway, I hope you had a wonderful September 1st. My goodness, it's September. Wow.
Lex.